Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to LOL Storytime, the goofy story podcast for kids. Today's story is called That's Magic and features characters named after Calvin and Cruzy. I'd also like to give a special shout out this week to Moxie, Luna, Arav, Gwyneth, Daryl, and Beatrix, Hayden, Declan, Kellen, and Kieran, Imogen from Lafayette, California, Leo and Alex from Wellington, New Zealand, Arlo, Fletcher, Primrose, and Banjo from Mullion Creek, Australia, as well as Patrick, Elaine, and Robin from Perth in Western Australia. Happy birthday to Will, who is turning 8, Kaya, who is turning 7, Hadley Coleman, who is turning 11, and Jade, who is turning 5 and listens to the podcast with Luke. Also, happy belated birthday to Monica. More to come next time, but for now, let's get into the story. This is the story of funny guy Calvin and his best friend Cruzy, who throughout their friendship had to continually put up with Calvin's funny guy antics. No, Calvin, I do not want to pull your finger. What are you, my uncle? That gag is gross, rude, and literally stinks. No thanks. Or, no, Calvin, I do not want to hear the same joke told slightly differently from the 45 other times you've told it. And, no, Calvin, I do not want to see you do the underpants dance just so you can see how many kids laugh while the teacher gets upset. Keep it respectful, okay? But Calvin could never help himself. He just loved to make people laugh. Come on, Cruzy, I'm a funny guy. It's who I am. It's in my blood. Speaking of which, have you heard the joke about the blood walking into a room full of doctors? Cruzy, like most kids, enjoyed being silly and joking around as well, but he also knew there was a time and place for that. If Calvin, on the other hand, didn't think an activity sounded funny or silly, he'd almost always refuse to play. Rarely would he agree to play soccer or jump on the trampoline, and apparently most of Cruzy's favorite video games were lame because they didn't have any jokes or silly characters. Come on, Calvin. I do goofy stuff with you all the time. It's only fair that sometimes we do stuff that I'd like to do, even if that means not getting silly. You're right, agreed Calvin. I should be a better friend. I can be a better friend. I'm sure there's a serious guy inside of me somewhere. Let me have a look. Calvin then proceeded to act like he was trying to peer through his own belly button by bending over and pretending to hold a telescope up to it. Okay, wise guy, said Cruzy. Well, if you really mean it, then you'll join me and my family at the magic show tonight. We have an extra ticket, and the magician that's performing is supposed to be one of the best in the world. Calvin went limp. Oh, no, a magic show? I can't do that. I won't do that. What's funny about seeing someone pull a rabbit out of a hat anyway? Remember, said Cruzy, you just agreed to try doing something that doesn't necessarily have anything to do with being funny. What happened to that serious side you were just talking about? Calvin bit his lower lip and tried to force a smile. Okay, fine. Let's go watch some magician try to guess my secret number. So exciting. The magic show is being held at the biggest theater in town, a theater with enough seats to host thousands of people. From the back seat of Cruzy's parents' car, Calvin was tempted to make a joke about the magician needing to pretend she made everyone disappear after seeing all of the empty seats, but he decided to keep his mouth shut. Upon arriving at the theater, Calvin was blown away that not a single seat in the entire building was left empty. Wow, there must not have been anything good on TV tonight, he muttered to himself. Calvin was surprised yet again when the magician took the stage. He had been expecting someone wearing a cape and a top hat, but this girl came out in a cool jumpsuit with high top kicks and a backwards ball cap. Then, from the beginning of the very first trick straight through to the final act, Calvin sat on the edge of his seat with his eyes wide open. Not once did this magician try to pull a rabbit out of a hat, or make an audience member pick a card so she could guess which card they were holding. There were no hokey disappearing acts or anything like what Calvin had been expecting. Instead, this magician's act felt almost mind-bending. Calvin had never seen anything like it. After every trick, he would grab Cruzy's shoulder and say something like, "Are you kidding me right now? Did you just see what I saw? How on earth did she just do that? There's no way that's even possible." During the ride home that night, Calvin couldn't stop smiling. No one could. "See, Calvin, I told you," said Cruzy. "Dude, I guess I do have a serious side after all. And better yet, I think I discovered what I want to do with my life. I want to do that. I want to be on stage in front of thousands of people, blowing people's minds with my magic." Cruzy started to laugh. "Now that is what I call funny. Best joke you've told all day, Calvin." Calvin frowned. "No, I'm being serious, man. That's going to be me one day. You just watch." The next morning, Calvin hopped on his bike and rode back to the very same theater where the show had been. He pulled out a letter from his back pocket that he had written upon waking up that morning. Calvin tried the main doors, then the side doors, and even the back doors, but everything was locked. One of the security guards noticed Calvin poking around and opened the door just a crack. "Hey kid, what you doing? Theater's closed." Calvin nervously held up his letter, which was now shaking in his trembling hand.
I was hoping to give this to the magician from last night."
"She's busy," barked the security guard. "They're loading up her bus right now, and then she's off to the next city for another show."
"Oh," said Calvin. "Well, okay, it's just, well, I thought maybe she could teach me how to do magic, so, you know, then I could be on stage in front of thousands of people, too."
The security guard laughed.
"Real funny guy here."
"Normally I would take that as a compliment, but I was actually trying to be serious," said Calvin.
"Listen, kid, I tell you what. I'll see what I can do about getting your letter to the magician before she gets on her bus. I remember wanting to be a magician when I was a kid, too. Now look at what I'm doing. Even better."
Calvin handed the man his letter and thanked him for offering to help.
"Sure, no sweat, kid. Just don't be surprised if you never hear back, you know? Celebrities like her probably get hundreds of letters from kids every day. Besides, you know what they say, a true magician never reveals their secrets."
Those last words hung over Calvin for the rest of the day. How is he supposed to learn how to do magic if magicians don't tell people how they do magic? While certainly disappointed, he wasn't about to give up that easily. Besides, how hard could it be to make up his own cool magic tricks? That weekend, Calvin invited Cruzy over to his house.
"Sorry, Calvin," said Cruzy when he showed up. "My parents went golfing, so I had to bring my little sister along."
"That's actually perfect," said Calvin. "I invited you over to show you some of my new magic tricks. Your sister can watch too. An audience with two people is better than just one."
"Do you have any tricks where you can make my little sister disappear?" asked Cruzy.
Calvin laughed.
"There you go, Cruzy, with the jokes. I knew there was a funny guy in there somewhere."
Cruzy stared miserably at his little sister. "I wasn't joking." Calvin guided a small audience toward a row of dining chairs he had arranged in the living room.
"Welcome to Calvin Theater, guys. Please have a seat. Your magician will be on stage shortly."
Calvin then proceeded to climb onto a small wooden platform he'd found in the basement and began his show.
"All right, everyone, welcome to the show. Prepare to be dazzled. Prepare to be stunned. Prepare to have your brain feel like it's been bent and folded like a paper airplane."
Cruzy's little sister laughed while picturing a paper airplane flying around inside of her head.
"Now, for my first trick. Well, and so far it's my only trick. I am going to read one lucky audience member's mind. You there, boy with the shirt. I want you to pick any number you want, but do not tell me your number. I am going to read your mind. Once you have chosen a number, I'd like you to loudly whisper that number to the little girl sitting beside you."
"Loudly whisper?" echoed Cruzy. "But then you'll hear my number." Oh, no, of course not, answered Calvin. I won't hear a thing. That's why I told you to loudly whisper, hello.
Cruzy shook his head, but obliged and loudly whispered the number he was thinking to his sister.
24.
Calvin began rubbing his temples, staring intently at his friend while making it seem like he was concentrating super hard.
I have now read your mind. Is your number
24? Cruzy rolled his eyes. His sister, on the other hand, began clapping.
So cool, she said. Cruzy, how do you think he did that?
That's magic, explained Calvin. I tell you, kid, but I can't.
Yeah, real mystery how that trick works, lied Cruzy. But I feel strongly that we'll be seeing this magician at a sold-out theater any day now. Oh, and in case it wasn't obvious, this time I am trying to be funny. Over the coming days and weeks, Calvin continued working on new ideas for tricks and testing them out on anyone kind enough to stop and listen, which was usually just the school janitor. Then one morning before school, Calvin ran up to Cruzy completely freaking out.
Cruzy, Cruzy, oh my gosh, bro, I just booked my first real magic show, like a real gig. Like someone hired me because they want me to be the magician at their kid's birthday party. Me! That means I'm like a real magician or something. Only thing is, I haven't even come up with a good magician name yet.
Well, this is unexpected, said Cruzy. And yes, your stage name is totally the only thing you should be worrying about right now. Calvin waved his hand through the air.
How about Calvin the Magnificent?
I don't know, man, answered his friend. I think it'd be better if you had a name like mine. My name sounds way more magician-y than yours. Like the Great and Daring Cruzy, or Cruzy the Bruzy.
Cruzy the Bruzy? Groaned Calvin. What even is that?
Sounds more like a name for a boxer, or better yet, a kid that regularly gets bruised falling off of the climber, which in that case is actually the perfect name for you. Cruzy gave his friend the stink eye.
Well, if you're not busy on Saturday, began Calvin, I'd love it if you came in case I need an assistant or, you know, a security guard to keep my fans from jumping all over me.
Oh, I'll be there, said Cruzy. Wouldn't miss a spectacle like this for the world. And a spectacle it was. That Saturday, in front of 25 sugar-glazed birthday guests, Calvin the Magnificent pulled out each and every one of his best tricks.
And for my next trick, you've all seen the boring rabbit out of a hat trick before, but this one will blow your minds.
Calvin reached for a hat that had been previously placed on a nearby table. He didn't tip the hat upside down or show the inside of the hat to his audience, but he did pull out a hamburger from within the hat.
I, Calvin the Magnificent, have just made a hamburger appear from within a hat, from where once there was no hamburger before.
A kid in the front row whose face was covered in cupcake icing blurted out that he suspected the hamburger had been in there the whole time.
I've been smelling that burger since the moment you got here.
Well, oh, stammered Calvin the Magnificent.
While trying to think of a clever response, he mindlessly placed the hamburger back in the hat and then placed the hat on his head. Ketchup, mustard, and relish began dripping down his face. The children in the audience began howling with laughter. Calvin normally loved hearing people laugh, but not this time. These tricks were meant to be serious. Sadly for Calvin, the rest of the show continued like this. He was so rattled from messing up the hat trick that he kept making more mistakes with all of his other tricks, too. One kid was crying from laughing so hard. Calvin decided to skip his final act and pack up early. He felt humiliated as he walked toward the door. Even Cruzy was feeling awful for his friend. Then, to make matters even worse, the father of the kid hosting the birthday party made a rude comment as Calvin was making his way out the door.
Very disappointing, young man. I thought I had booked you for a magic show. I was told you were a magician. Well, let me tell you, there was absolutely nothing magical about that.
It didn't take the help of a rocket scientist for Calvin's parents to see that their son was very upset when he got home.
At supper time, he didn't even crack a single joke. That almost never happened, even when he was sick.
Calvin, dear, my sweet little bibbidi-bobbidi-boo-boo, is there anything you would like to talk to us about? Anything at all?
No, grumbled Calvin. I mean, yes. Wait, actually, no. Okay, fine, I do. You know what stinks? You can't even turn a corner without bumping into a teacher willing to bend over backwards to teach you what a polygon is. Then, when there's something you actually want to learn about, like magic, you're left trying to figure that out on your own. I don't need to know about polygons. I'd rather Polly be gone for good. While Calvin appreciated all of the encouraging and inspirational words that followed, he most certainly could have done without his mother's advice to just try pulling a rabbit out of a hat, like that was the answer to his problems.
Well, just keep at it, dear. Oh, and before I forget, something came in the mail for you today. I put it on your bed.
Why would I have mail? Thought Calvin. He made his way to his room and found an envelope addressed to him. It was from none other than the famous magician.
Wow, she did get my letter.
Calvin tore open the envelope and began to read the letter. Dear Calvin, thank you for writing to me and telling me how much you enjoyed the show. Sorry that I wasn't able to meet you in person. How wonderful that you are trying to become a magician as well. Good luck. I'm sure you'll do great. You may have heard that magicians never reveal their tricks, but that doesn't mean we aren't willing to help teach other magicians. At the bottom of this letter, you'll see a secret password that you can use to access a hidden section on my website with lots of tips and tricks for new magicians. I hope you will find it helpful. Finally, thanks for the laugh. I liked the joke about you not asking your other magician friends for help because they just kept disappearing. When I was your age, I wanted to get up on stage and make people laugh, but no one ever found my jokes funny. Seemed I was just better at entertaining people with magic tricks. Anyway, go get 'em, Calvin. Make someone smile with your magic. Yours truly, the great Tootlebutts. Calvin put the letter back down on his bed.
Yeah, she really needs to work on that name.
And would you believe that? A magician who wants to be funny, and a funny guy who wants to be a magician. Several days later, Calvin received a strange phone call from Cruzy.
Calvin, I know this is going to sound strange, but remember that birthday party you did on the weekend? Well, I just bumped into one of the parents of a kid that was at that party, and they want you to do their birthday party now.
Are you sure? Asked Calvin.
Yeah, man. I asked the parent if they were sure at least 10 times. They insisted that you were the guy their daughter asked for. Anyway, I'd suggest you get on that magician's website straight away. The party is this Sunday.
After some careful consideration and a lot of reservation, Calvin agreed to do the party and give it one more try. Before stepping on stage in front of another packed room of kids, Cruzy grabbed Calvin's arm and pulled him back.
Dude, are you sure you want to do this? Were those tricks on that magician's website helpful?
Calvin turned to his friend and smiled.
I never went on the website.
Cruzy's jaw dropped as his friend made his way onto the small stage. But what he saw next surprised him even more. For an entire hour, Calvin did his absolute best to entertain those kids. But not once did he even try a single magic trick. Instead, Calvin told jokes, did silly gags, and had the entire audience out of their seats laughing hysterically after pretending to fall off of the stage with his face covered in slime. But what really made those kids go bananas was the moment Calvin asked the birthday girl to pull his finger. It was the beginning of what led to many more birthday parties and eventually, years later, his shot to go on stage at a sold-out theater in front of thousands of people. Though by this point, he was no longer Calvin the Magnificent. He was Calvin the Comedian. The end.
That's the story. I hope you enjoyed it. This episode's question of the week is available as a poll if you're listening on the Spotify app, and asks, if you could go up on stage, would you rather perform magic, music or dance, acting, or tell jokes? Anyway, that's all for now. We'll catch you on the next one.